You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. You're always welcome to contact me directly by texting or calling on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So I'm here with my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I love our subject here.
Yes, also excited to welcome back the author, Gay Hendricks, from The Big Leap.
Yes.
How to Conquer Your Hidden Fear and Take Life to the Next Level. So, Gay, we were talking about with this upper limit. And so when I got on with my coach and after I read the book, we started really digging into these for myself because I always knew that, like, whenever I could never step to the next income level until I really felt like I deserved it. And I came from really, really humble upbringings. I grew up out in the hills of the Ozark Mountains in the sticks, and literally, like, my mother, I was just talking to her this week, that she grew up in a one-room log cabin. They didn't have electricity or running water until the 1960s. And, you know, when I grew up down there, I mean, there were no indoor toilets until I was 10 years old. You grew up in a trailer in a really, really, really poor rural community. And I didn't realize how I carried that forward, that there was a fear of outshining the, you know, where I came from. There was a fear of disloyalty and abandonment if I got too much money. And it took quite a bit to really start to uncover these things and where they were coming from. And, you know, I had some older brothers and sisters that really sacrificed a lot to help me get where I am. And there was something about outshining them and a disloyalty and an abandonment of them. And they wanted the opposite. Like, they wanted me to shine as much as I could, and that's why they sacrificed for me. And there was a strange guilt that I never even knew I had until I started digging into this thing. And what I could compare it to is like if the whole family had saved a bunch of money for a ticket to go to a special event, and we drew straws and I got the ticket. But right before I go in, I go, well, I really don't want to go if I can't go with everybody, and then I don't go when, like, everybody saved to only have one, and they, you know, for me to be that person. Where does some of that come from, and do you see this frequently?
Yes, that's very good description, Doug, of one of the most common things that human beings have to face, because if you really think about it, even if you came from a very different background, you know, like I mentioned, the billionaires here fighting about the peanut butter, even if you came from a very blessed background, in the case of that particular couple, one of them came from tremendous inherited wealth. So they've been around plenty of money for generations. So you know it's not about the money. You know, Katie and I have this saying when couples come here that people come here usually to work out one of several big problems, but they often have to do with either money or sex. And we have a saying that says, money problems are never about money, and sexual problems are never about sex, because they're usually about something else, and they just express themselves in the form of money or sexual issues. And so, for example, with money, the upper limit is based on one of those key fears, like either fear of outshining, fear of abandoning and leaving people behind that once supported you. Another fear that human beings have is the fear that if I make too much money or if I become successful, I'll be some sort of a burden. So they felt like they were a burden on the world all their lives. And so that's one fear we haven't touched on yet that's very big among, especially among very successful business people, is they're afraid to go to their full level of success because it'll just mean they feel more burdened, because their level of success feels burdensome to them. They have to do more things they don't love to do. Right. They have to be in more meetings they don't want to be in. They have to talk to more people they don't want to talk to.
Have to be more accountable.
Have to be more accountable. And so there's a whole raft of things that start occurring there that many people perceive as a burden. That was one of my big issues, by the way, because I wrote a successful book when I was quite young. My first book was a hit when I was about 30 years old. And so right away, I was making a lot more money than I'd ever made and had a lot more people asking me to come give seminars and talks and things like that. And it was astounding to me how quickly I went from having all of this new energy in my life to having it turn into what felt like a burden. Because I remember saying to somebody, gosh, I just want to get my life back. After we'd been on Oprah and things like that, and we were just getting huge numbers, thousands of inquiries about our books, and we were selling, you know, millions of books and things like that. And that was very different for us because we were used to being university professors and selling, you know, like 500 copies of a textbook every year. And suddenly after Oprah, our publisher says we're selling 10,000 books an hour. And so suddenly that was, my goodness, you know, that was a change in our lives. And so I think that many of us need to look into that thing about why we block ourselves from success. And when you look into it, when you start really asking yourself, why am I upper limiting myself? You're going to discover that it really boils down to just a few basic fears. And how you deal with fear is different from how you deal with other emotions. Like with, if you're angry, you can go out and, you know, bash on a, you know, take a stick and bash on the ground with it, or you can take a golf club and go hit golf balls with it, or you can, you know, you can go for a run and kind of blast it out. But with fear, what you have to do is open up to it and become more aware of it and accept it and learn from it.
That's the key right there is accepting that fear.
It really is.
Not being afraid of the fear, you know, like Georgia O'Keeffe, you know, she's afraid every day. I can't remember the quote exactly, but she's afraid every day, but she just does it anyway, you know.
Get outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah, getting outside of that, pushing through it, and accepting that fear.
So in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Gay Hendricks, the author of The Big Leap. So, Gay, how do we spot these things and this upper limit problem in our daily life? What are the symptoms of it?
One of them that's easy to spot is when you are cranking out worry thoughts up in your mind. When you're doing a lot of worrying, that's almost always a symptom of upper limits, that you've hit your upper limit on how good you can feel, and so you've started manufacturing reasons in your mind why you shouldn't feel good. And so next time you find yourself worrying, instead of continue to think about whatever it is you're worrying about, simply let that go for a moment and put your attention back on letting yourself feel good inside yourself. Because if you feel good inside, you're going to make better decisions and you're going to treat other people better. Mm-hmm. If you go around in the grip of your worry thoughts all the time, you're just going to project those onto people around you. Like Sophocles, the great Greek dramatist, said, when you're scared, everything rustles. In other words, when you're feeling afraid, everything looks scary to you.
Right. You view it through a different lens.
Yeah, you view it through a different lens. And like you probably see the same thing in the real estate industry, I bet, when you have people that are contemplating moving to a better house than anybody in their family has ever lived in, or, you know, you have upper limit problems that way too, where people suddenly, you really want, I'm sure as a real estate agent, you want people to really be happy. I mean, that's what you're in this business for, right?
Right.
You want people to feel at home in their homes, and you want to give people a home. You don't want to just sell them a house. And so, we all of us, I think, need to focus in more on the deeper aspects of life, not the superficials. And when you really focus in down deeply inside yourself, you realize that, my goodness, all of the things that I'm afraid of are pretty much based on illusions from the past. They don't have anything to do with the right now reality of my life. It's just that when we start to move into, like if you step into a new marriage or you step into a new home, one of the things that often bubbles up is your unconscious part of you that's still scared comes up with all these reasons why you don't deserve it, or all these reasons why you can't have it that good. When we tend to sabotage ourselves.
Yes.
Well, we know that any of the guilt comes from the past, and any anxiety is the fear of the future. And we're not really being present with that moment.
That is so true. In fact, my wife and I both say that really the essence of our work is about helping people learn how to be present. Because once you're in the moment, once you're in this moment, you're outside the programming of the past, and you haven't yet focused on the future. You aren't creating fear fantasies of the future. If you're in this moment, that's where the opportunity for real intimacy occurs. And mm-hmm. so many of us go through life cheating ourselves by not giving ourselves those moments of really feeling loving toward ourselves and feeling loving toward other people. We get so caught up in our minds. Mm-hmm. But the Big Leap really is a blueprint about how to move through those fears in an elegant, easeful way. You know, you don't have to go through your fear like jumping into a cold lake in the wintertime. You don't have to go through your fear that way. Right. You open up to it one breath at a time and move through it by turning it into excitement, by learning how to participate and love and accept it.
Okay, this is good stuff. I want to go deeper with this, and I want to. There's a concept in the book you talk about called Einstein time.
And yeah, loved that.
I'm dying to hear you define the difference between Einstein time and Newtonian time. So coming up, we're gonna get that difference directly from the source, from Gay Hendricks, the author of The Big Leap, and we'll learn how to conquer our hidden fears. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.